Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
A man comes to propose to you or to your parents or through your parents that you are pleased with two things. And it's so interesting, these two things. Nothing about the degree or the money or the family. Nothing. تَرْضُونَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ. You are pleased with his religion. It's so interesting that he separated religion from manners. He said, if you are pleased with his religion and manners, because normally we say, isn't religion is all about manners? Absolutely. But that's not reality all the time. What are the most important questions a woman should ask herself, and herself is in capital letter, before getting married? How many of you are married here? Look at your old luck. Now we're going to be asked. Okay. So what did you? No, I'm not going to put you on the spot. So what is the most important questions a woman ask herself? This is why I liked is not to ask the man, because we normally expect ask the man. So put to the list, right? What's the most important question you ask yourself? Yes. Why are you getting married? Which basically falls under intention. Why do you want your daughter to get married? Because that's another nightmare for mothers. Why? If the answer is everybody else is getting married, that's not for Allah. If the answer herself is, I don't want to stay alone, that's not for Allah. And this is not guaranteed. Please forgive me. I love the man. That's not for Allah. Most of these will have a bumpy ride. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, of course. The answer has to be for Allah. So it's very easy. I'm getting married for Allah. Sure. What is the signs you're getting married for Allah? So number one is, Ya Rabbi, I'm getting married to please you. That's basically the answer. That's for Allah, to please you. Meaning what? I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but inshallah all you will understand. Which basically even in fiqh, you know, the marriage has five rulings. Marriage can be an obligation, recommended, which is the strongest one. Halal can be disliked, it can be actually prohibited. And I'm not talking about marrying non-Muslim and Muslim. No. I'm talking about the marriage that is all allowed by Allah. But the marriage itself, if it falls into a couple of the reasons, it becomes haram. For example, if you're getting married and you know you will not be able to fulfill the husband's needs, that's haram. Same thing for the husband. You know you will not be able, and I'm not going to go to the details. And that's how, that because you're hurting that person. So let's come to number one. I want to get married to please Allah. Meaning, this is a beautiful statement. Who are you getting married to? If you are getting married to somebody who does not please Allah or disobey Allah, that's not for Allah. So you go for the deen, right? And which is the hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضُونَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقُهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ وَإِلَّا فَسَادٌ وَفِتْنَةٌ. If comes to your proposal, parents and youth, a man, and this is especially for the man, the woman is a different one, I'll get to it. A man comes to propose to you or to your parents or through your parents that you are pleased with two things. And it's so interesting, these two things. Nothing about the degree or the money or the family, nothing. تَرْضُونَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ. You're pleased with his religion. It's so interesting that he separated religion from manners. He said, if you're pleased with his religion and manners, because normally we say, isn't religion is all about manners? Absolutely. But that's not reality all the time. Unfortunately. Even for us as women, the same thing. So he says, if the person who proposed to you or to the parents that you are pleased with his religion and his...
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Manner, the order is get say yes. Fazawwiju, say yes. Don't think about how she will live or how much money he's making or he's from this country or I am from that country or this part of the country, that part. And if you don't do that, that's what he's saying. وَإِلَّا there's going to be a lot of mischief, a lot of immorality. What about the woman? تُخْطَبُ الْمَرْأَ لِأَرْبَعَ أو تُنْكَحِ الْمَرْأَ لِأَرْبَعَ. There's four reasons why a man wants to marry a woman. Beauty, wealth, status, and deen. There's four reasons. She's beautiful. She comes from this family. Or she is well-to-do, right? Or could be all of them, right? And religion. And then he gives you the advice. فَعَلَيْكَ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِيبَتْ يَدَاكَ. He's telling a sahabi, choose the woman of deen. Choose a woman of deen, a woman of religion. Then you will have full-handed. This is a figure of speech in the Arabic language, meaning you will never regret it. And look at us these days. Look at us these days. Why do we get married, right? I give always this example, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? You have two people, two men propose to you as a woman or propose to you as parents. So this person, very well to do, everything is check, 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 right? The salah, maybe. And the other person, right? The checks are half checks, moderate, nothing major. But nothing big also. So average education, average income, average family. But he is, the two are there, religion and manners. Normally, what do we do? For the person whose religion needs a lot of work, what do you say? He will improve. We all say this. True, he will improve. But when it comes for dunya, he will not improve. We don't say he will improve, right? Honestly. Am I making this up? Yani the one who improves his salah will not improve his income? No, because my priority, and may Allah forgive me and forgive us all, my priority, religion is not at the top. I'm not going to say at the bottom, but it's not at the top. And we make fun, because I've seen women, girls, we make fun of the girl who put religion as a priority. Are you out of your mind? Where are you going to find them, right? Or you found him, or he's there, but he's a very average person from all dunya-wise. So where are you going to live? So what are you going to feed your children? Which school you was? And then you start putting all, but this is all from shaitan. And how many people you see and you know in your life, when they got married, he had nothing. And then Allah opened the dunya and vice versa. So the first question you ask yourself is why and whom? And put your foot down and don't get married just to please people. When Allah send you the right person, don't start the marriage by disobedience of Allah. And this is to parents before, because I got this question very common from the practicing couple. My parents are really unhappy because I don't want this in my marriage. It's reality. It is reality. So help each other to obey Allah and put Allah number one in your life. Wallahi, He will send you the best person. Yani, the most common, and I do here office hours, one-to-one and on the phone. The 80% of what people reach out is about problems in marriage. And I ask this question, why did you marry him? The answer is, I loved him. And if love will make marriage successful, we're not going to see. The divorce rate in Muslim marriages, more than 50%. It's exactly the same as the non-Muslims. Because we are marrying for the same reason. We are marrying for the same reason. So the first question you ask yourself is why and how and what do you expect from your marriage?
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.